This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. The rush out of cryptocurrencies is continuing today, with Bitcoin plunging more than 11%, according to the trading platform Coinbase. In just 8 days, the world's largest cryptocurrency has shed a third of its value, falling to its lowest level in nearly 2 years. The sell-off has spread to other crypto assets, and the moves have raised alarm among investors, causing many to question whether there's enough regulation and consumer protections. And it's an issue, in fact. The UK is prioritizing. London has ambitions to become the global hub for cryptocurrency. Business. So how can it balance intense uncertainty amid bouts of volatility like we're seeing this week as it builds a regulatory framework? For the answer, we took a quick ride on the underground train to the center of government in Westminster.
Exit for Westminster Abbey and Houses of Parliament.
And that's where we met Dr. Lisa Cameron, who is a member of Parliament and the chair of a brand new crypto and digital assets parliamentary group.
Yeah, it's been up and running now for 3 or 4 months. It started because there is a need now to make sure that the UK retains its place at the head of finance worldwide, really. We want to see innovation, fintech, entrepreneurship to be coming here, to base itself here. And there was a feeling that we needed to educate members of the parliament in the sphere, but also to bring together policymakers with industry to create regulation that was proportionate, regulation that works, but that doesn't stymie innovation. It's going to be, I think, quite dramatic, a bit like a next industrial revolution, but more than industrial. And we want to be at the centre of this here in the UK and specifically in London.
And how are those talks with industry, insiders, politicians, business people, how are those going?
Well, you know, it's been so interesting because at first I think I had misperceptions that perhaps industry would be shying away from regulation. But those industries who want to come to the UK and to do things properly, they're really saying, yes, let's do this. We want to work with government to make sure that this is a stable place for the work that we do financially, that there's a regulatory framework and that there's certainty, because those are the factors that are important for business development and growth. The bad actors who are not keen on regulation, we don't want that. It's not a race to the bottom here. We want to attract reputable businesses within the sector.
In the Queen's speech just this week, which outlines the government's legislative priorities, a proposal was put forward to begin regulating this industry. So stable coins, which are backed by hard currencies like the dollar, commodities like gold, and crypto assets like Bitcoin. The big question, though, is what does that kind of regulation look like?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate to be over in Zug in Switzerland just last month, speaking to their regulators and their members of parliament about their journey, because they've developed regulation there. It's going to have to be bespoke for the UK, so it's going to take this process of bringing together industry, government, Bank of England, the FCA, together to look at, you know, what's going to work for here. The first part of it, I think, is about the education. We're actually getting ourselves up to speed. In my mind, as chair of this group, it has to look like something that's going to entice people to come here, but it's about having a really balanced, proportionate stance. Many of our constituents are already engaged in cryptocurrency and digital assets, so we have to have a way of making sure we can protect people.
Couldn't be more timely that we sit down to talk about this, given the moves that we've seen in specific assets this week, like Bitcoin, which has lost about half of its value. And it sort of highlights the intense volatility that some of these assets can experience. So how do you guys look at that kind of thing from a consumer protection angle? And do you worry that that could taint in any way what you're doing and how you're hoping to attract business like that?
That's one of the concerns that members of the parliament have, really, is about protecting consumers and making sure that people are informed and making choices from an evidence base and as informed a base as possible, so that when people are investing, they have information that's accurate. They know exactly what they're investing in. Looking at, you know, the impact in families when people lose money, and I worked as a psychologist before coming into Parliament, I'm aware people can become quite addicted to investing, gambling, etc. So that's why we need the stable framework here, and that's why we don't want to attract bad actors here.
We've talked a lot about the UK in a post-Brexit world, and I think one of the things that everybody talks about from this side is the country wants to maintain the strict regulatory standards that it was known for. And so I wonder how much competition with other European capitals that want to become Europe's financial center, how much that factors into how you might be looking at regulation. I think one of the, a good example of sort of like the push and pull is with Binance, which is the largest cryptocurrency trading platform, last week announced it has the regulatory green light to go and put its regional headquarters in Paris. And that's after last year, the FCA said it wasn't capable of regulating Binance. So how do you look at that kind of thing? How can one company kind of sit between two countries having such a polarized view?
Yeah, I mean, I think that has perhaps sent some shockwaves through the industry in a sense, and I had some dialogue. I was at an event last night speaking where other industry partners were saying, well, we want to stay in the UK. You know, they're saying it quite clearly. We want to stay in the UK. You have so much here to offer, but we have to start moving this forward because we can't be speaking about it continually. We need to have not just words from government but action. There is competition, you're absolutely right for that. That's a natural thing that other areas are going to try to capitalise on that. That's why we have to be working smart, we have to be working fast, and we have to be working together with government to push this forward.
Is there a timeline for when you want to have sort of basic regulatory framework outlined?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, I would like to push things next 6 months to a year. We can't be at a standing start. We have to push too, or else we'll be left behind.
Is that a realistic timeline, though, given some of these organizations are known for being fairly bureaucratic and slow moving, and especially when you're talking about inventing new regulations? Is that ambitious, do you think?
I think we're going to have to be ambitious, yeah. Can things take slightly longer than that? Yes. But if I'm going to sit here and say, oh, this is going to take 5 or 10 years, where are we going to be, you know, behind the curve, and we're not going to achieve any of our goals?
Dr. Lisa Cameron, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.